a very troubling story as far as COVID-19 is concerned. It was in the paper. We investigated. We wanted to find out a little bit more as far as what exactly occurred. And what occurred was a furniture supply facility right here on the island, actually in Islandia now, faced a new outbreak of cases, COVID cases. Workers allege that at least 19 people have tested positive for the coronavirus in the past couple of months. One died. One out of about 100 factory and warehouse employees affected. Workers and union leaders urging this facility to implement new protections. We're going to find out exactly what is going on there as we bring in Francine Strike. Happens to be the field director for the union representing many of the workers, the UFCW 2013, UFCW 2013, Francine to the airwaves right now here on LI News Radio. And we say a very good morning, Francine. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Great to have you here. Troubling story, and I'm happy you're coming on with us. Let's recount a little bit here as far as the coronavirus and this warehouse in Islandia, and it's a warehouse of Innovent. It's an office furniture designer and manufacturer. Give me a little bit of a recount of the story, Francine. I kind of gave an overview here. Where are we at right now?
2 months ago, three workers came down with COVID-19, and one of them passed away. And then just recently last week, you know, heard of so many more coming down with COVID-19. We thought it was 12, but it turns out it was 19. And, you know, what we think is happening is that because people were not being told to quarantine if they came in contact with someone who was positive, it was spreading. Because people were, you know, asymptomatic at the time, still working, not quarantining for the 2 weeks as they should have been, and other people then were coming down with it and passing it along. And the really unfortunate thing is that then many of their families got sick. So these kind of things then spread to the community. And we do want the company to do either a shutdown of the two departments where this spread so that they can do a thorough cleaning. We do want there to be, you know, more of a professional sanitization when these COVID-19 outbreaks happen. And we want them to allow people to quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Francine, is there signage there? Is there warnings? Is there protocols in place? You know, most companies, have that signage regarding distancing and whatnot. What about that aspect within the confines there?
Well, I haven't been inside, but, you know, as far as we know that they were, you know, people were wearing the masks and the gloves and doing the distancing. But I think, well, you can't always distance when you're at work in a warehouse. So, you know, that's the one thing. But I think the real issue is that once it's inside a place, you know, you have to be able to quarantine people. And we had the same thing happen at Bellport, Long Island, in the beginning of the outbreak in March through May at Quality King Distribution, which is an 800-person warehouse where 60 people came down with COVID. And it spread rapidly, and it started in one department. And there wasn't the kind of cleaning that should have been done.
Now, I take exception with this company who said pretty much if you're sick, don't come to work. The problem is, you know, some people, if you have the coronavirus, don't have any symptoms. You know, those are called, asymptomatic. And therefore, if you're asymptomatic, you can still spread the darn thing. That's right. The biggest issue here, correct?
Yeah, and that's why they tell people, you know, that's why if you travel somewhere, they're telling you to quarantine for 2 weeks. So by the same token, if you came in contact with someone who was positive, then you should be quarantining for 2 weeks. And we had people who were in the same car who who went to get tested, and two of them came out positive, and the other two were negative, and the other two that were negative were told to go back to work.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. It really is. Francine Strike with us, field director for the Brooklyn-based Local 2013. Employees are only allowed time off to quarantine if they test positive. I know there was an instance where I was reading here, you had four people, employees, rode together in a car getting tested. Two tested positive. Company denied the request by the two who tested negative for a paid quarantine. And listen, I understand it. Typically, see, the problem also is the testing. As we keep talking about the testing, typically it takes several days after an infection for a test to come back positive. You know, and again, you know, the company has to be, I would think, a little more flexible here in the nature as far as the quarantining and the testing aspect. You know, quite frankly, again, you could, you know, if you have an outbreak like this within the warehouse, you know, you have an issue here. And the company is not doing enough here, Francine Strike, as far as allowing some flexibility by these employees to get the proper testing. And listen, a lot of these individuals are worried they're not going to get a paycheck, first and foremost here. And that's why the company has to show a little maneuverability on their end here.
Yeah, people are absolutely worried that they'll lose their job. And, you know, this isn't just a problem with this one company. This is a problem with many companies where, you know, workers who are in minimum wage jobs really need their work. And, you know, they're afraid to miss it, and they're afraid they can't afford to lose money. So they're coming into work, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah. And this is this is an issue right now in which, you know, you have the infections at this store, the Innovant, came after more than 60 of around 700 or so union employees. You mentioned the Bellport, Ronkonkoma warehouse, distribution centers.
Quality
you
King, mentioned the, yeah, Quality King.
Yeah, Quality King, Bellport, where distributors there, Quality King distributors tested positive March to May. And, you know, right now it's about, so have you gotten a response? Was there a response, for instance, at Quality King? I mean, we're looking at better safety protocols to be put in place. Have you seen any shift as far as that mindset is concerned?
Well, with Quality King, you know, part of the initial problem was that we couldn't get information out of them. And, we were bargaining a contract with them and sitting across the table, and we said, you know, we hear there's this big outbreak, and they downplayed it and said, oh, yeah, a few people. And, you know, it turned out to be 60 people, and they just didn't want to give us information. And just, I guess, about a month ago, we went in to do an investigation of a safety grievance, and, you know, we gave them a list of recommendations. One of them was that, you know, there was no hand sanitizer at the front desk where people are checking in, and everyone's coming in the same door, that the sign should have been up in Spanish, not just English, because most of the workers speak Spanish. We noticed that they had given cloth masks to people, but it's so hot inside that people can't wear the cloth masks, so they were all wearing their own disposable masks, and we asked the company to provide disposable masks. So we never got a response to, you know, this list of requests that we sent in after we did the walkthrough with them. Senator Monica Martinez has been a big, you know, supporter and advocate, and she's reached out to the company several times, tried to get a meeting with them. They've ignored her. We had several other elected officials write letters to Quality King, you know, asking for information and stating their concern about the COVID outbreak. They never got a response either. So at Quality King, they're just, you know, just ignoring any appeals for information.
It's troubling because, you know, when COVID all got underway, there was obviously outbreaks in some of the minority neighborhoods. And officials, you know, officials had to do a better job, you know, as far as testing centers are concerned, as far as the signage, messaging properly, you know, these are a big time settings right now as far as where we're at here on the island in our society in general, you know.
Yeah, and it spreads. So, you know, if you have an outbreak in a warehouse like Quality King or Innovant, you know, people bring it home to their families without knowing, and it spreads. That's how you get the community spread. And I think I do remember hearing that Bellport had a, you know, large community infection rate.
You know, companies have an obligation to disinfect a workplace. I mean, that is primary one, to make sure the workplace is suitable for their employees. You mentioned the sanitizers, you know, the signage to me is important. Sinks available, to have hand sanitizers available. You know, this is all common sense stuff, you know. And to me, if companies are not adhering to policy, well, shut them down, as far as I'm concerned, because this is what causes these super spreads. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the things that we're pushing for is the HEROES legislation, which is to be introduced, we hope, sooner than January. But at this point, when the state legislature comes back, and the HEROES legislation would put stricter mandates around cleaning and PPE, and it will, there'll be consequences, you know, financial consequences for companies that don't follow it. And I think that's really needed, because right now you can see where, you know, the union reached out to the company, elected officials reached out to the company, you know, the Department of Labor, we put complaints in with them, with the Attorney General's office, but we really need teeth in, you know, a way to a financial incentive, I guess, for these companies to do the right thing.
Fortunately, to me,
the HEROES legislation will pass.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like corporate greed, and that's part of the problem here. Company greed, whatever you want to call it, they don't want to shut down. They don't want to lose the almighty dollar, and that's why they have ignored. When you ignore things like this, when you ignore a state senator as far as information is concerned, well, guess what? You're not doing the right thing. So you know what? You're going to suffer. They should, you know, be able to suffer the consequences. But I just want to see safety put in place here, because it's so well needed. Francine, can't thank you enough. Interesting story. We'll keep on top of that. Anything you could provide us down the road would be much appreciated. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.